from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cody Eagle hanging out at Missouri Western Chiefs training camp. Wrapped up today, off day tomorrow. Padded practice, first one of the year. Coming up on Friday, we'll be back up here. So if you're going to be at camp, stop by, say hello. Always appreciate when that happens. If not, we'll try to bring you some of the camp observations throughout the next, 10-plus practices or so that we'll be up here. Also, you can check out the video stream when we have special guests stop by, like Mike Pinnell today. If you missed any of that conversation, here in about 35 minutes, you'll hear us talk to Mike Pinnell, who is one of the better personalities on the team.
Yes.
He gave me a couple recommendations on some food. You guys both were trying to convince me to
just
eat a few things.
Just try one piece of sushi.
So we'll have that. Plus, we asked him about Felix Anidike Uzama, what he's seeing from the second-year defensive lineman. So that's coming up in just a little bit. But our training camp coverage is presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider for your Kansas City Chiefs. One thing that happened a lot when we were up here last year was the focus the first few days on Denarik Prince. Fast forward to 2024. Starting to see that again, but I just don't get it. I just don't get the noise around a guy that for three practices last year, but he was impressed. Then something happened, and he was, I don't know, in the doghouse or whatever, and really didn't play. And then now we're trying to talk about the third-string running back again.
I think a lot of people, because he was listed as running back two on the first depth chart, not official depth chart.
That's the thing.
First depth chart released yesterday. That's released by the PR team, who has no input. They will tell you. Zero input from the actual coaching staff. And also, I'll just be honest with you. The PR staff knows, just like we know, that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is running back two. They know that. We all know that. Everybody knows that. So why list Prince two other than if, I don't know, you're putting him at the podium over the next couple of days? You like to create a little buzz for the guy. Or sometimes it's just mix it up a little bit. I think they might get bored, clink glasses together, and have a little fun. But the truth is the entire running back group is not that strong. It's probably like the 20th best group in the league if you factor in everybody. If you just ranked it as number one backs, they're probably more like top 10, 12, because Pacheco's a very good back. He's definitely better than at least half the league as a starting running back. I would say he's right in that fringe top 10 area gold, and that's fine. Just as long as Isaiah Pacheco stays healthy, we don't really need to worry about if Prince can become running back too. Because I'll be honest, by the time Pacheco's body lets him down, if that comes in a year or 2 years or whatever, by the time that happens at running back, they will have already been drafting or finding a different one. And I don't think it'll be Prince, and I don't think it'll be Clyde. It'll be some other 23-year-old rookie running back who was available to them in the draft the same as Pacheco.
I'm with you. The only difference this year, because McKinnon's not here, who fills that void? Is it Kadarius Toney, as
That's
we've
fair.
Discussed? Is it
had a lot more passes last year.
Yeah,
not Toney, but Pacheco caught more passes last year.
Right, and he maybe has a chance after working with a wide receiver coach. He spoke yesterday. He said he worked this offseason with a wide receiver coach. He's trimmed down a little bit. Maybe that's for that reason, that he's going to be more involved in the passing game. But with McKinnon on here, they lose a running back that's really good at pass protecting. And that's something that you have to do if you're going to get on the field, unless it's the special package for Kadarius Toney or something like that. And they lose some of the big playability, quickness. So the second or third back, I guess, this year, maybe it's more of a conversation because McKinnon's not here and you don't know what you're getting to replace that. But overall, yeah, Isaiah Pacheco's your guy. He's who you're going to rely on. They're going to work him. He's going to continue to get 90% or whatever of the snaps. And this to me is a year where I'm not worried about him. This is the last full year where I won't. Like, going, if you tell me he gets another 200 plus carries and continues to run the way he runs, right? The high energy, looking for contact at times. Next year at camp, yeah, I'll be more worried about who do they have.
Who running back two is.
Yeah. This year.
But by then, I think they'll draft somebody.
For sure. Yeah, I'm with you. So it's more of a next year problem. This year, fine. I mean, if somebody wants to spend their time concerning.
Breaking down generic Prince tape. You know,
that's not a problem.
Is he our new Justin Watson this year?
Justin Ross? Justin Ross. I don't know. I mean,
who's the camp person that you and I are going to be like, guys?
It could be him.
Relax. Nico Remigio?
Yeah, possibly. I don't think it's LRZ, though, because Louis Riesamon, I think, is going to be special.
I think
teams
he has
player.
A part.
I think he's either kicking off or he's the kick returner on special
teams. Or both.
Both. So I don't think it's him. Jared Wiley, he'll have a role. I think we got to be careful with expectations just because he's the third tight end.
I don't think he's going to get 700 yards.
But I don't think that one will be unwarranted because even today we saw some really nice flashes from him.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, look, I'm fine with LRZ's got a place. I mean, I just
hopefully we'll have a chance to have him on the show at camp. We'll see. It'd be nice, someone that people haven't heard all that from all that often. And just honestly, I want to, besides the transition to the NFL, talk to him about like this idea that they might be creating a position for you. Basically, it's never existed. Like a dual utility of kickoff returner and kickoff. Man,
legitimately a position that has never existed in NFL history. Hey, man, you want to kind of maybe do that and see how it goes instead? It is interesting, to say the least, because that's just – it's hard. This year's camp doesn't feel like there's just some name that they're trying to pump up. Prince feels like the first attempt at it, but everyone still knows who the number one guy is. Everyone knows that Derek Prince isn't going to somehow shock the world and have 450 all-purpose yards like Jerick McKinnon did maybe a couple of years ago. It's just not likely to be the case because Kadarius Toney possesses more of the skills that they don't have than Denarik Prince does. Denarik Prince is not like this because what they need is like speed. They need speed at running back. That's why Pacheco got lighter. I'm not ruling out that's why Pacheco got lighter, is that he would like to be able to get to the edge more, break away more. His long runs have a limit because he's not the fastest running back in the league. He's not the slowest, but he's not the fastest running back in the league, and maybe he slimmed down in order to do that. But, yeah, that's certainly somewhere on the list. You had mentioned at Browns camp they were practicing the chasing the security guard around.
Yeah.
Might actually be more important than you think. Did you see that, like, all the Morocco fans ran onto the field today?
So this was
the Morocco
nuts.
Fans, like, took over the Argentina-Morocco game.
This was nuts. Yeah, the Browns video was the security team at Browns practice was practicing a fan running
and
on the
field. And we volunteered.
And we said, hey, if the Chiefs need to do the same thing, if the security staff for the Chiefs need volunteers to run around like idiots on the field as they try to catch us like they would for a drunk fan, we're in. But what you're saying was Argentina and Morocco, it was a soccer game today. We know they have VAR,
the
right?
Olympics game.
Yeah, so VAR was taking place. It's at one point you think Argentina, it's tied up or whatever, 2-2, I think. Then an hour and a half, two hours later, in that same game, VAR went back and reviewed the goal from earlier for Argentina and said, oh, actually, no, that goal from 2 hours ago.
Sorry, Morocco.
No, and so then Morocco was up 2-1. Right?
Yeah.
And
other way around? I can't remember now.
Oh, what? No, Morocco won, I thought.
Yeah, Morocco.
I thought it was Argentina fans
Yeah, sorry, I'm getting it mixed up.
All good. And so fans rushed the field and obviously caused a huge bit of issue. You know how insane that is? Can you imagine in an NFL game, there's no VAR.
If 2 hours later they said that touchdown didn't
count?
Oh,
by the way, we realized that, Travis's foot was out of bounds an hour and a half ago. Sorry.
I'll just be honest.
What?
This is my whole objection to review in general.
Well, this is an extreme one. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
I know, but, like, you can't.
VAR stupid.
The biggest problem here is it fundamentally changes how every second after that game is played. So, like, if you're saying that goal didn't count, well, then get everyone else back on the pitch, and we will restart the game from that minute in the game, Gold. Because fundamentally, every single portion of the way that match was played was different when that goal counted for an hour and a half after that than the way you did it. You can't just say Argentina's goal doesn't count now, and then 2 hours later be like, oops, you're trailing. Now you're like, whoa, what? We thought we were tied. We might have pulled a goalie, been more aggressive, changed our share, changed our approach, changed our...
How? I mean, just...
Like, you can't... I just... That's
how
stupid.
Is that
that's
a
stupid. I don't even know why that's... I honestly, God, don't know it's allowed. You should have, like, a five-minute window.
It makes...
Five minutes.
It truly
the
makes...
The goals are scored. You can just check it right then. Doesn't matter.
It makes no sense. You can change some... I didn't even know that was allowed. Like, I video review, fine, but 2 hours later, you can take a goal off the board. Imagine, I'm thinking of also from a betting perspective. Can you imagine if you did a live bet
if you had,
and
oh,
you thought it was even
2-2
or just 2-2, and you're thinking it's 2-2, and then your bet's there, and then all, I mean, you got to find a way to get a refund. I don't know how that works. That would be a fair argument on that circumstance, but I guess it's within the game, within the rule, clearly, because they allowed him to do it. But how pissed would you be? And then on the flip side, if you bet on Morocco, I guess you were like, you just got a gift from the betting
There were also
gods.
15 minutes of stoppage time. 15. in that match.
I mean.
It doesn't make. So he scored in the 68th minute, and they went back and they were like, nah, that's not a goal. And you're like, excuse me? So 16. Like, and they scored one. They scored a late one in stoppage time. And they're like, we tied it up. We're kings. Only to come back out and be like, sorry, no goal. And you're like,
and Morocco won.
Excuse me?
Morocco 1-2-1.
Morocco 1-2-1.
Is this Olympic qualifying? Or
no, this is an actual. This is the first match that actually counts for the Olympics.
So group stage or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Technically,
but it matters. Now they got no points.
Yeah,
I mean,
technically,
you know,
the game started today, actually.
That's what's always so weird. I forgot. Like, even though the opening ceremony is Friday, but then they'll walk in with their country and be like, so-and-so already won two golds. And you're like, what?
I think I just kind of have to establish that the Olympics are kind of weird like that. Because, like, for instance, they've got surfing back in the Olympics this year. They're not surfing in – dude, they don't surf in the Seine. They have them in a tropical island 1,000 miles
right.
away.
Right.
They don't even have them anywhere near Paris.
Yeah. I mean,
they're
that,
actually
yeah.
in a property of Paris, right? Like, one of those islands that kind of belongs to Paris still, right? So, like, they're in, like, a property of, like, French Polynesia, whatever.
Sure.
I don't know what it is. But, like, they're nowhere near the rest of the Olympic Games because they don't have waves.
That's why they won't even be at the opening ceremony.
No. They'll be in a complete, literally be in a completely different area of the world.
I guess that's
just
sport,
surfing
some,
in a different world.
I'm watching rugby right now, actually, for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah? TV.
Yes.
No LRZ, huh? Not good enough to be in the Olympic team?
Well,
questioning his ability all of a sudden, you know?
These are sevens or something. Like, there's different, like, there's some other competition.
This is France and Uruguay are playing, not Wales. So he's all right.
U.S. got a rugby team in the Olympics this year?
I don't know.
I told you I played rugby. I know the rules, I guess, kind of.
Yeah?
It's been a long time. I played scrum half and fly half for in high school for a rugby squad for a while.
I thought
Kansas City
had bid to host the – is it rugby or they're Australian? They're different, not rugby, but like Australian football or something because they're different, right? That's two different things?
Yeah, those are different.
I thought Kansas City had put in a bid to host – the national championship, or not national, world championship, I guess.
Dude, anyway. I just learned last night, I was watching a show, I just learned that there's something called the World Games. Are you familiar with those?
The World
it's
Games.
It's essentially yes. like the Ocho. It is like all the obscure sports.
Like slap fighting?
That one day pray to be an Olympic sport. Dude, there's like a basketball game with no backboard in the middle of it. There looked like a thing. It kind of looked like water polo, but they were all in kayaks, all jammed up together in a swimming pool. It looked weird as hell. I was interested in all of them. So next year, this show can really get into the World Games if you're interested.
The World Games.
Look it up, man. Look it up. Drew, you've heard of it? How the hell have you heard of it?
It's just something randomly that has popped up on the timeline, I think, and it's, hey, it's the World Games.
Well, you were gone, Cody. We were talking about there's a real thing now called car jiu-jitsu. We thought we could do this and record the video. It's a professional league. You can bet on it and everything, and there's play-by-play.
I can just get on DraftKings and bet on car
jiu-jitsu? I don't know if it's DraftKings, but, Drew, we had audio of it at one point, but basically there's play-by-play announcer, if you can, play-by-play announcers. And so you and I will be sitting in the car, so front seat of your car, both seatbelts buckled. Then they start the clock, and you have to get the person to basically tap out. But the key, everybody reaches, you got to try to get, the key is to get your seatbelt off. So the first thing people do is they'll quickly reach over and try to block you from getting the seatbelt. Now, it's not like, I can't grab your head and slam it against the dash. But I can.
I'm trying to get a submission on you. I'm trying to get an arm.
Bend your elbow. Yeah, here's the play-by-play.
Oh, my God.
I did it.
All right, we're off.
First, second round. Let's go. We were just off.
Yeah. All right, so immediately, Jared on top in the back seat. Braden's in a tough, tough spot here.
I've been on top of a back seat.
Oh, yeah?
At this point in the fight, I almost feel like Jared should have sold a sponsorship right across his tramp stamp mark. I mean, I honestly felt like it's been a fantastic show, but tonight, the star of the show.
What a waste of space.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Put it on there. Get paid.
Oh, yeah, get
Let's
paid.
Go.
What sponsors do you think we should put across the ass crack of Jared Brohmeyer, Mark?
That was almost an F-bomb there from the play-by-play announcer.
Okay.
That was very close.
They get a little loose in
that was very close from an F-bomb.
The way, Cody, you saying that you were once on top in the backseat was all what that what you guys were on. You guys were live. So that,
I know.
The mic was hot. We knew the mic was hot.
I didn't turn my mic off, so I didn't tell you that you were in for there.
Clear.
No, he knew. He knew. That was, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't an oopsie.
That was intentional. Look at Drew trying to protect you.
I appreciate it, Drew.
Delete
that audio, please.
Yesterday.
Oh, someone says, I'm not sure that guy, but Paris is not a country. Sorry, yeah, you're right.
What?
I said Paris. I said they're in a different country because I'd mentioned Paris where the city is.
Oh.
France.
I knew what you meant, though.
I know Paris isn't a country. Thanks, text line, but we'll take it.
Someone said before you teach your class, you might need to get your geography brushed up.
Oh. Someone says there's a whole channel dedicated to the World Games on Pluto TV. It's a free,
I know the Pluto app, yeah.
And
I've had the Pluto app
so
on.
So I guess they had to find the World Games. I can find some old World Games.
Yeah, I've had the Pluto TV app before. At one point in time, they had, Bond Marathon on there, so I was hooked for, 2 weeks. I just, nothing but Bond movies 24/7.
Nice.
Someone said there's a thing called Omega Ball, where there's a circle field, three teams, three goals. It's like soccer.
Oh, okay.
That'd be very entertaining.
I can picture that. Thinking of from games, maybe esports one day will be in the Olympics because you can get scholarships for esports and things like that. Drew says no.
Absolutely
Yesterday,
not.
Did you see the intensity?
I think they will be
did
one
you
day.
See the intensity, the competition at our college football tournament?
It was intense.
It got intense. By the way, shout out to Joe for winning. We all had a blast. Thanks to everybody that came out. Level Up, their facility was really cool. I thought the setup was awesome for the tournament. They had an ability for people to watch. With a red zone atmosphere, they could flip, transition to different screens. We had a great time. The championship game, two people from Alabama, or two people playing as Alabama made it.
Of course. Why are we playing Alabama versus Alabama?
People are trying to win.
I got
knocked out in round two. The guy I played was Texas. He texted into the show earlier here just talking. Josh, he's like, he said, we got to get another game in. Heartbreaking fashion, I lost with 10 seconds to go. I was not happy.
You were supposed to lose, though, you know? You were supposed to. I fumble on the goal line. That's just bad, blind luck. He made the stop. Man made the stop.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he won fair and square. But if we're going to point out how I got lucky on the fumble, can we point out how my wide receiver wide open in the end zone just dropped it?
Well, that's part of the game, you know.
But the fumble's part of the game.
You threw it to Devin Neal. You took your risk. What's his catch rate?
You're fumbling.
You didn't throw it to a wide receiver. You threw it to Devin Neal.
He's trying to do a QB sneak with Quinn Ewers.
Is that a risk?
Quinn Ewers is not mobile or used to carrying the football very much. Anyway, so I lost in round two. You lost in round one to the eventual winner, at least, right?
That means I'm pretty much – no, I ran to the runner-up.
Oh, sorry.
Joe. I lost to the guy who
– That's right.
Carrington, I lost to the runner-up. Carrington lost to the winner.
Carrington got a free pass, literally.
To round three.
To round three. So he won just as many games.
He also didn't use Missouri.
Yeah, that part.
Until later.
All the talk about Mr. Mizzou, and he uses Texas in round one. And then he used Missouri and lost to Miami.
Not just any team. He used Texas.
Uh-huh. Yep. So he's Texas Dot. He's Texas Dot.
I told him he has to put that satin Mizzou jacket that's way too small for him anyway in the Code and Gold garage sale next year. Things like four sizes too small. I think it might be a ladies jacket. He loves it come wintertime. It's too small.
Mm. Oh, you think he does?
It's like a crop top or something. It's like a crop top jacket. Nobody wears a crop top jacket.
That's
not a thing.
I was stunned he didn't play as Mizzou. All that talk. All the talk.
He complained. This is my issue with Carrington on it, is that he, when the game came out, threw a fit because Missouri's rankings didn't seem fair for what he said was they might have the single best player in all of college football.
Luther Burden's great on the
team.
He's big time on the game.
Yeah. You're not even gonna go. You're not even gonna back.
Someone says
CDOT's
not Texas Dot Gold.
Go with your.
They said he's Horn Dot.
That's what I said yesterday on the air.
Horn Dot. That works, too.
Everyone's like, that's a little – works two ways.
Yeah, that's the only problem. That's why I said Texas. Horndot alludes to something else as well, which might also be true. I don't know.
Again, works both ways.
Yeah.
I think it's a safe nickname. God, Texas. At least you went with your boy. You went down fighting with the Jayhawks.
I did.
I will say
it was fun. We'll have to obviously hopefully do this in the future.
Cody, having not played the game, had a better showing than I did.
Somehow in round one.
Drew,
what happened to you?
That was stunning because I had played you online before, and I don't know if it was you just made a bad call switching to Auburn, and then maybe the guy you were playing, who was that, Josh?
It was a Josh.
A Josh.
Seemed like there might have been more than one Josh.
And you didn't score though. You didn't even get a point.
I had the yips with the picks and Peyton Thorne.
You got nervous.
I wasn't nervous. I will say this though. I paid too much attention to thinking of. This person's looking at the plays I'm selecting and knows that I'm taking one of these three plays. I think I let it affect me a little bit too much in what plays I ended up choosing.
Everybody had to deal with it. I think for the most part, people were pretty good about not just like staring at someone like up on the screen staring at plays.
I tried not to.
I think most people tried not to do that. And so I don't think it was a huge issue. But it's definitely different. If you're used to playing online, you can literally sit back there, show the play art, and like look for a second and actually know.
Diagnose.
And you can't do that. Without
I let it affect
you
too much.
It plays way different. I will say
it's not like Madden at all.
It is like playing a completely different game. And like I eliminated essentially half of the playbook. I don't know how to do the RPOs. I don't know how to run the option. And I had a running quarterback. I don't know how to run the option.
You were Ohio State.
I don't know how to do RPOs. The passing is different. The tackling is different. I couldn't figure out, you know, like it was just like this is no good for me. Like, I don't know all the buttons, even.
Did you like the game, though? Like, do you think it's fun?
Like, seems like it's fun, yeah. Am I going to go on my assistant tomorrow? Probably not.
Yeah. Guess is hopefully next year we do a tournament again. So I know there's some ideas floating.
I've decided until I buy, because I don't know what next system will come out.
And seven people didn't show up that qualified. You called in to qualify. Look, I know there was one person that had a good reason, and obviously bleep happens. But seven people didn't show up for the tournament.
Bunch you didn't.
It was that many?
It was
five or seven. I think it was five, but whatever.
It was a lot. Five's a lot. Yeah. It's only a 32-team tournament, and we were, what, six of the members?
The guy I played got a first-round bye. Carrington got a second-round bye. There were a lot, yeah. It was a good group of people, though. Hopefully everybody had a good time, and thanks again to Level Up, folks. But the winner got hooked up. I think he chose an Xbox. He's getting a brand-new Xbox. He's getting K-State Missouri tickets. He's also getting a college jersey from Rally House. So that's a big prize. That's why people took it seriously.
Yeah. I decided that next year we should be allowed to qualify alternates.
I agree.
Oh, some of y'all can't show up.
No buys.
You got to play all your games. No buys. You got to play your match.
And now the problem is like is that alternate going to show up if there's a chance he's not going to play?
Well, you know, I think you register, let's say 24 people, 32 or 26 people, and you have two alternates. Yeah. So maybe there would still be some buys, but at least less, dude. Yeah.
And next year, someone says tackling's broken on the game. My guess is next year they'll clean up some things. Now, remember, it's also college.
Like,
defense is not supposed to be great in college.
There are people who have complained about tackling, and if you want, there are some crazy ass plays that happens in college football where there is no tackling either. So I actually think that's somewhat realistic. It's
college,
not that far
off. You should score more in this game.
Yeah.
Correct.
You should make more mistakes. You should score more. Because, like, the biggest challenge for me was I've played enough Madden in my life that I could pick up any Madden game and at least be semi-competitive. Yeah. I wouldn't get, like, walked, you know, I wouldn't get walked out of the door. But there's no tight window. Tight window throw does not exist in that game. Like, if you're trying to squeeze it between, like, the linebacker and the safety, it's a pick. Good luck. There's no, like, level in between.
It's all timing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have it perfect, and it has to be pretty much perfect, and you can't be playing with a crappy quarterback. Which is why most people, like, I think we learned our lesson, though, a little bit, as much as I like playing as the alma mater. If you're going to win something like that yesterday, you do probably have to be one of the two or three best teams on the game.
Well, that was part of what my argument is, guys.
But that's the reality.
Next year, tier one teams, out. You can't pick Ohio State. You can't pick Alabama.
No,
it is fun because if I want to take Memphis or I want to take UTSA – I've got a legit shot because they're a tier two team. I can play against Auburn or
KU. I don't think we eliminate teams.
Play as Ohio State, Texas, Bama, Oregon. Get them out.
Ohio State was the most
popular
team
plays
in the tournament.
But it was two
Alabama guys that made
it. Get creative.
To the final.
Joe used both Miami and Alabama. He used Miami in two games. He didn't even use the same squad.
That was impressive. He won two overtime games. That was big time. He made a clutch kick to win it. So, yeah. We enjoyed it, man. We enjoyed it. Thanks for those that came out. All right, up next, we'll get to what's trending. Plus, we talked with Mike Pinnell right here at training camp. We asked him about the progression, some of the young players, and what it's like going to camp yet again in Kansas City.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino. Don't forget to follow Cody and Gold on the Odyssey app so you can listen on demand to my terrific football takes throughout the year right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending. Well, we're here at Chiefs training camp. Full padded practice starts on Friday. Off day tomorrow. You're going to hear our conversation with Chiefs defensive lineman Mike Pinnell coming up in just a few minutes. Injury news today. Illness related. Once again, Xavier Worthy not practicing, dealing with reportedly strep throat. Hopefully he's back Friday, but that's why he was not here for a third straight practice. Also, we saw Justin Watson leave practice early in the front of a cart. Foot injuries, what the Chiefs are calling it. We don't know the extent of that. Also, Nazi Johnson was on the cart at the end of practice. The concerning thing with that one is some of the other media that were near the medical tent, a different spot than where we're located, noticed they were working on his knee, the same knee that he had ACL injury last year. Hopefully not related at all, but those are the notes out of camp today injury-wise.
Could always just be a little bit of swelling. You know, that works. Unfortunately, sometimes that means a setback, like Mike Trout, who had his surgery and then left his rehab game early. And maybe now they thought they were going to be back in a week. Maybe it'll be later than that. So we'll see with Nazi Johnson and Justin Watson as we come back to camp on Friday. As Gold mentioned, they're all off tomorrow. Next up on Watch Training, Royals drop game two against the Diamondbacks 6-2. Got beat up a little bit there in the early innings, unable to recover, and a little bit too not enough offense there late. They'll wrap up their series against them tonight. It'll be Michael Wacha on the mound for the Royals. Royals look to take this series. It's an evening game. No day game on the getaway. They're both off tomorrow is what it is. Diamondbacks, Royals both off on Thursday. But they'll finish up their series against the defending NL champs from last year tonight.
Yeah, Royals still at home this weekend even though when the Cubs come to town. So a good week to head out to Kauffman Stadium. Next up on What's Trending, we know the Olympics are actually underway. Opening ceremonies get going on Friday, but there is some Olympic action already happening. And we know in the future, Salt Lake City named a host for 2034. Yes, it's a ways away, but 2034 Winter Games. Also, we learned today Coco Gauff will be the female flag bearer during the opening ceremonies in this year's Olympics. So LeBron James and Coco Gauff will be the two athletes when the United States is announced and walks into the, I don't know if they're called Olympic Stadium, I have no idea, that they will they will be the two at the front.
I feel like that's normally what they call it. Maybe there's some sort of sponsorship on it, but the Olympics seems like Maybe they just do big corporate sponsors. Next up on What's Trending, Mike McDaniel spoke on his quarterback situation, Tua Tagovailoa, calling it fluid, as they also try to work out their contract situation. Some guys have started to show up around the league. Cortland Sutton, he was at Broncos practice today, but CeeDee Lamb wasn't at Cowboys camp.
What a mess.
He is starting
the Cowboys
to be very
right
underpaid. It just seems like that whole team's not on the same page. You want to talk about when you can just like kind of smell when a team's run it, like being highly competitive is coming near a close? They reek of it. This is the last year. I mean, they bring back Dak and maybe, but like they have got to start fixing some internal things or they're going to have a problem. But at the very least right now, they're claiming Tua will be a part of it in some ways, while also admitting, Gold, that essentially he won't be available for all of practice.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Earlier today, we had a chance to check in with Mike Pennell. He joined us exclusively here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. And all our Chiefs player interviews are brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. We started our conversation asking him about just how camp has gone so far. He's definitely not a rookie. He's been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's going pretty good out here, man. We got the great fans out here. The weather's a little bit hot, but like everybody says across the league, this is the hardest training camp in football.
Yeah, so you've been to, I mean, off and on here, even over the last 4 years, at some different camps. What makes it so much different?
It's just the attention to detail, man. Every day it's almost like we're getting game time reps. Coach Reed, we work on every situation. Coach Spags and his defense, it's really, you know, a chess game out here every practice.
Okay, so I got to ask at least. Chris is making us get snow cones a lot during practice. You want one?
Oh, absolutely. Come on now. I'm not turning out a snow cone. And he overflowed it for your boy. All
right. That's right.
All
right. Yeah, I don't know what flavor you like or whatever. But
yeah, I had to just guess, man. It was raspberry, rocket pop, and grape. So
you did
I hope
thing.
That that's
you did your thing right
that felt like a really safe flavor combination.
Is today the hottest day of camp so far? Feels like it for us. We're not even out there running.
To be honest, I'd have to say it's the first day. All Maybe right. It was just because of the first day back and it rained the night before. Keep but it. Today wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad.
When you look at what this team is, we were just asking ourselves the question, like, how much does it come up in locker room conversation? Like, oh, three-peat, right, got to do it. I figure that doesn't kick up to the postseason until you feel that. I think it's hard to think about that when you're sitting up in 90-degree days in St. Joe. Feels like a fresh start.
I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of the guys on this team have been a part of a Super Bowl team, except for the young guys, a couple newcomers.
Yeah.
But everybody has that intent. We don't have to talk about it every single day, but when we're coming out here, we know that that's the goal, basically. That's it. That's what we all want. That's all what we're working towards. We don't have to talk about it every day.
Is it hard not to put the card ahead, you know, like to try to do more than you need to on day one? Does that make sense? Because it's a buildup, right? Is it hard not to try to do more than you need to at this stage in order to get to that inevitable goal?
I mean, yeah. You know, the young guys, they don't get the tempo a little bit. That keeps the older guys young. But like I said, we got like a veteran group. We got a lot of pros that's been in this situation before. We got a lot of successful players that's been doing it for a long time. So everybody picks each other up, and everybody has a working intent. And everybody even gets work early before and after practice.
I saw you coming on the field. You looked pretty hyped up. What was going on?
Listen,
you came on the field. You were like making a scene coming down.
Listen, I got to every day, man. I mean, these fans come out here, you know, I don't know if they're taking off of work or if they're missing school, but I know that everybody, we appreciate them being out here, and they bring the energy for real for that 9 a.m. practice.
What's a tip or trick maybe you give some of the young guys? I mean, how many camps is this for you that maybe you pick on to make the, whether it's in the dorm room, whether it's here on the field, how do you make time pass? Because I imagine there's some days, maybe a week or so from now, where the grind really starts to hit you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys, man, they love football, man. This is my 11th year. I've been through quite a few camps, and genuinely, they've done, you know, Veach, you know, and everybody in upstairs. They've done a good job of bringing guys in here that love football. Nobody here is coming out here like, oh, dredging for practice. Everybody's excited to excel and take their game to another level.
So Pat brought a TV for the first time. Do you bring different stuff up every year to try to, like, you bring NCAA college football? What do you do to, you know, like, actually pass the time sometimes?
For me, you know, when I'm away from the game during the off season, you know, I do the things I like to do, travel and all that kind of stuff. But when I'm here from when we report from camp till the end, I'm total football. I don't really need a TV or anything like that. I'm watching film. I'm trying to get a jump start on guys we're watching in the preseason and in regular season. So for me, it's all football, and I love it.
What was your favorite place you traveled to this off season?
Favorite place I traveled to? I went to Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Yeah.
Wow. First time?
That was my second time.
Second time, okay.
Yeah.
So you liked it enough, you went back again.
Oh, I love it. I'll try to go every year. I'll try to go every year. Yeah, I love it. Love sushi.
Is it the food? What's the main thing for you out there?
It's everything, really. The food, the culture, the experiences, the architecture, the nature, the history. I mean, I just think Tokyo's a vibe. I'm a big ramen fan myself. So
oh, me too.
I need a good bowl of ramen, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Tell him he should try sushi. He says he doesn't like sushi. He's never eaten it.
So I'm a picky eater, Mike. Okay. I'm a picky eater. They give me a hard time. What do I start with, the California roll? What do I do?
No, that's not sushi, man. Are you a texture guy?
Yeah, well, so yes. So now everything's a little different. This is way too much information. But basically, since December, I can't smell anymore out of nowhere. So all food tastes a little different right now.
Oh, maybe, you're good to go then.
That's a perfect time to try new food.
Exactly. So, like, you know, just try a little amikaze, you know, get a little amikaze boat and just close
what
your
is
eyes.
That?
It's
close
like,
my
you
eyes.
Know, see, if I say it, if I say it, you're not going to want to try it. Like a little sashimi, a little raw fish, but it doesn't taste how you think it does. Very mild taste, you know.
Yeah,
good finger food.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Even like the really good ahi stuff, you'll be fine.
Oh, man, I love it. I love eel rolls and everything like that. Uni, a little umami, yeah.
You know what I like?
I mean, you're good after you're trying to sell me. Look, you're more likely to convince me than Cody is.
He's never going to believe me.
It's good stuff.
He's never going to believe me. That's. I mean, look, it sounds like you're a big food guy.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I feel like sometimes we talk. I think, you know what? I'll be honest. I think football players are better about being adventurous eaters than baseball players.
Absolutely.
Anytime we talk to baseball players, it's like they've just been eating chicken fingers since they were like stuck there. Are there more adventurous eaters like you? I mean, are there guys out here that try a bunch of stuff?
We got a lot of people that like, you know, fine dining cuisine. You know, Justin Reed, Chris Jones, George is really, he flies in different meats from Greece and everything and has the guys over. So we're all kind of just trying different stuff together. We all are. We all like that kind
of stuff. So who's the best? Is it George? Who's the best, I guess, cook or, you know, who can grill pretty good on the team then?
I'm going to say that I'm the best cook, but I have to give it to George this year. He is the best griller on the team. His grilled lamb chops, oh, man. Like, I'm always trying to get invited to George's house for a barbecue.
So he takes it pretty seriously. Does he have the whole, he has the whole setup?
Oh,
your
absolutely.
Goal is to get to George's house one time. How can I get to this? I want to eat this meal one time.
I want to get there once a week. Once a week.
That's the new goal for me. Hey, I saw in the middle of the practice, look like Chris Jones was talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Giving you the business a little? What was the energy.
Yeah.
He's talking to the defensive line group, it looks
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Just, you know, he has a standard. A standard that he has for himself is very, very high because he's a very successful player for a long time. So it's easy to watch him work and pick up a few of his energy. But he's a great vet, man. He knows, you know, when guys are having a hard day like that, sometimes he's got to bring it up and give a little bit of motivation. And because of who he is, you know, guys are going to listen.
Is there anybody who comes with more consistent energy than him every day? He just seems like he's in a good mood every day. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, all of our guys are pretty consistent, man. I'd have to say Turk, man. Turk is always there to work. If any day I'm there and I'm down, I can look at Chris, I can look at Turk, and they're ready to work every day, man.
We got Mike Pinnell joining us here on 610 Sports Radio from Chiefs Training Camp. I want to ask you about Felix Anyeuke-Uzomah.
He's
someone last year, obviously in the Super Bowl, he makes a huge play for you guys. Mm-hmm. Last year didn't play a whole lot. Now it's year two. He's still a really young guy. What have you seen from him, and do you notice a difference already here at camp compared to a year ago?
Absolutely. I mean, with Felix, as you know, in the NFL, the most important jump for a player is from year one to year two. And, I mean, if you guys seen it out there today, that guy is winning. He's winning at a more consistent level. His confidence is up. He got a better grasp on the playbook. He's understanding what he's able to do as a pass rusher, and he's excelling at those things. And, I mean, he got vets that's just staying in his ear. Me, Mike, George, Chris, keeping his confidence up with his pass rush, and is really, like, showing on the field. Really, really proud of his development right now.
It just seems like it's so deep. It's got to be, like, a hard group to crack through.
Absolutely.
You know, like, you got to really earn your playing time with the number of guys you guys have.
Yeah, and it's not given. Anywhere on our defensive line, playing time is not given. Like, even for me, you got to earn it every single year. And that's why these guys in this group are so tight-knit. And when we need to play at a high level, we do.
How easy was it last year? He had said, like, when you come back to the Chiefs, like, hey, we'd like you to come back to the Chiefs. Like, sold. Was it, I mean, that simple?
I mean,
the conversation?
That was my plan for last year. You know, me and my agents had a plan together that, you know, we wanted to wait and at least, you know, be with the playoff team that could use my assets and my ability to most affect their scheme. And I was just thankful that, you know, it worked out like it did the first time. Week eight, you know, they called me. I had to take a little time to get ready, more than I liked. And it was just a blessing to come back. It was just like I never left when I came back last year.
How many more years do you think you got?
For me, my mom wants me to at least get two more.
Okay.
So, I mean, thankfully, God enough, my body's feeling good. It's really, really hard to play anywhere else in Kansas City. So I know the goal for me this year is to play at the same level more consistently and be able to make it hard for them not to want me to come back next year. That's my goal this year.
I like that your mom's heard it's 2 years. She's got an idea for
you? Yeah, it's never one more with her. You know, Mama Pinnell, she's the one that motivates me the most about this football stuff.
So, is she the one who taught you to cook, too?
Absolutely. Yeah, she got tired of cooking so many meals. I had to teach myself.
We think it's a lot to feed teenagers in general. I imagine a teenager of your size probably a little different.
Oh, man, listen, I was eating whole watermelons, 10-pound bag of oranges, and a loaf of bread of peanut butter and jellies every day in the summer.
She had to work a second job, baby.
Yeah, facts. She was always at work to support it.
Man, oh, man.
That's why that lady deserves everything, man. She deserves everything.
Okay.
Mike Pinnell joining us here from Chiefs Camp. Good to talk to you, man. I'll at least consider now some of the sushi options.
So wait, are you a ramen fan too?
Like, well, not like, how? What are we just talking about? Basic ramen? I know there's restaurants
like soft boiled eggs.
See, when we say ramen, everybody thinks the packet ramen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No. Kansas City is on the uprise for ramen. Samazama Ramen, KC Ramen House, I believe.
I always like Bo Roo. There's a couple of
KC Ramen House. One of
those.
Okay,
so good.
So it's just a good mix. It's just not the noodles. It's a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the owner's from Tokyo. I mean, they're making the broth. It's not what you think. It's Zamarama. That's my favorite one in Westport. And then I think KC Ramen House. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
We got recommendations.
Maybe we're going to have to go to maybe.
Show's going to go get some ramen.
Absolutely.
Like I might have to have you bring Chris Jones his snow cone. He didn't come by.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys so much.
Good to see you. There you go. That's Chiefs defensive lineman Mike Pinnell. That was our conversation earlier. Mike Pinnell sat down with us after practice, and it was good to have him on. And, yeah, all Chiefs interviews are brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. I saw
some ramen.
Ramen for sushi I'm still out on, I think. The ramen, why not?
One piece of sushi is going to kill you.
Potentially, actually.
No, I'm not going to get you shellfish.
Potentially,
I know I can't get you shrimp.
But the ramen, sure. I'll try it. What's wrong with The ramen, I'll be honest, not after a 95-degree day.
No.
You know, if we wait till it gets a little chillier outside, a little fall
weather.
Or just
if you've just been sitting inside for a little while.
Not after today.
Nothing sounds good right now. Like, I don't want to eat anything unless it's like a popsicle.
Yeah,
when you've just been sitting outside and it's 100 degrees.
It's a little warm outside today. A little bit.
Which I shouldn't complain about after my comment about AC. I shouldn't be allowed to be like, it's kind of hot today.
Yeah, we're hot and sweaty. We're just sitting on our ass.
Yeah.
There's
we're
people
running around. Yeah.
Doing labor. We're talking and
I'm just saying
sweaty.
I'm a little sweaty. I'm not like uncomfortable. It's just a little hot.
I got the fan rolling over here. It's not too bad, no.
Yeah, it's a little closer on your end. I will say, I'm just going to warn you now. So I think we've got 9 or 10 more shows.
Oh, good.
9 or 10 more shows up here. And then you can tell me what the text line says. 9 or 10 more shows up here. If one of our guests is George Karloftis, I am going to invite myself over to his house. And I'm going to try to get this meal. I want this flown-in Greek food. I'm going to invite myself.
Guy,
look, he can say no. He can say no, but I'm just telling you now, if George Karloftis is our guest, I am going to invite myself to his home.
You're trying to self-invite yourself.
Jeez. I'm going to make it sound like Pinnell pretty much invited me.
No, you can't do that to Mike.
I think
Pinnell.
If we have Karloff, we definitely got to ask about this Greek food that's being shipped in to Kansas City. And we heard that other than Pinnell, he said Karloftis is the best griller. Pinnell says he's the best cook. So we can ask about that. You self-inviting yourself to go to Karloftis, he's going to give you a weird look. Like, remember last year we had him on? What I liked about the interview with him is he was just blunt and honest. Like So if you but can I show up, he'll flat out be like, no. Which will
be
great.
Like, none of this is on the air. I'll sign an NDA like Gold's movie shoot.
That's just right.
Be private.
I have to sign an NDA.
I'm
pissed off, by the way,
us.
About that whole thing. Not to change the subject real quick. I signed an NDA. Andy Reid signed an NDA. All these people. And then I saw the NBC anchor from NBC, the Today Show, is in the movie as well. She, I think, signed an NDA. She's out here on national television. They probably just love the free pub. Hey, blabbing about the release date and all this stuff.
Talking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, anyway.
She won't be invited back.
She's not.
That's right.
That's
I don't want to.
She won't be invited back.
For her, it's good. I guess they just view it as good pub, and they're going to sue her? I don't think so.
No.
Anyway.
No, they're not. But, what was the text line saying about me? That I shouldn't invite myself to George Karloftis's?
It says, the dude flies in his meat. That's next level stuff, bro. Someone else recommending Kraft Ramen place on 119th and Metcalf. They said that's the place Mike Pinnell was trying to mention. That's not far from me.
That's really close to your house.
119th and Metcalf. That's very close. Very close.
I don't think you can
I can't imagine flying in Like, I get it. Like, people will fly in Giordano's deep dish pizza or KC barbecue or something somewhere else. But, like, flying in actual, like, Greek meat is impressive.
Dude,
I guess he's got the means to do it.
Before a bachelor party one time, we had, like, mussels flown in from Hawaii for, like,
for your Chipino that got you sick?
No, no, different. This is a different thing.
If you would have flown in those mussels when you had Nick over, maybe you guys wouldn't all got sick.
I felt comfortable with where I got my muscles.
Clearly, there was a problem with the muscles.
I told you,
man.
We were sick long before I picked up the food.
Check your muscles, man. Check your muscles.
Check your muscles. What were you saying, Drew?
I was saying I don't think you should say Mike Pennell basically invited me over to your house to have some of this. That's not a good idea, because then you're throwing Mike under the bus. And then not only do you get denied from George Karloftis, but...
All right.
Hey, Mike, this idiot on the radio, did you tell him that he could invite me? Like, hell no, I didn't.
I just told him you'd do a great setup. Like, so if you don't mind, just shoot me that address. Let me know when I'm coming over,
you
George.
You tried. This is the second year in a row at camp. You have tried to get an NFL player to invite you over their house to food.
Wait, what was the last time?
Creed.
Oh, no.
Remember?
Well, I think I was trying to invite Creed over to my house.
To your house, sorry.
That's different.
That one's different.
I was providing a meal.
That's a little different, but still, that's the second time in the last year you've tried to invite a Chiefs player to have dinner with you.
I'm going
to
start inviting every Chiefs player we have on this show over for dinner until someone shows up. They can all come over for dinner.
You might want to ask the guy that's number 91 on the roster or something. Not actual number 91.
Ask Travis if he gets a chance.
The guy's going to get cut. That may not be in the NFL.
Oh, that guy might actually take me up on my
meal.
Ask Chris Jones when you hit him a snow cone.
Say, you want to come over for dinner?
Yeah.
He's going to be so thrown off by that.
Hey, we know we've been.
He might actually say yes.
We've been giving you snow cones for a couple years. You going to take us out to dinner?
Cody, you need to ask if Chris Jones will come over to your house and have food.
You take us out to dinner.
Take us out to dinner.
That's even bolder, Cody.
Wow, that's bolder. That's what I'm trying to do with Karloftis. Look, the way he described this setup, I want to go eat dinner at George Karloftis' house. It doesn't have to be for on-air consumption. I don't have to break down his home decor for you guys. It could just be. Me?
He didn't like your question last year, Karloftis, when you asked him about a nickname. I told you you wouldn't like. Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie.
He said,
no, I think there's a bad... And he cited like a poem or whatever it was,
He really knew the background of that thing.
Because you're not
incredible.
The first person to ever say that to Georgie.
To say Georgie Porgy? That's not that...
His name's George.
When Nick brought that one up, I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie
Thank goodness
was.
That nickname. Text line brought it up, that's why. But George Karloftis, 10.5 sacks last year. Maybe we'll have him on at camp at some point. I don't know if it'll be Friday.
In his own Greek meat. Yeah. That's impressive. I gotta know. I gotta know more.
What do you if money wasn't an issue, what international food delicacy are you flying in?
Seafood would just be a starter.
Sure.
Like, from different parts of the world.
Specifically though. Anything?
Probably some stuff from like a French patisserie. You know those like they do stuff like croissants or like pétifort. Like I'm impressed
by the
baking level. That's like cake and then chocolate or then like a coulis,
so it's like
which is like a jam and then like fancy French pastries.
Okay.
I'd probably fly in some of those. I'm not going
to
lie.
Someone says leverage the snow cones to be Chris's plus one. I think that's our move.
Yeah,
I think that's the move.
Yeah. Chris, next time you get invited, look, I got snow cones for you the rest of the camp. But the next time you get invited to George's for dinner, you got to take me. You got to take me to George's.
We don't know who we're talking to on Friday. I kind of hope it's Karloftis now, I guess.
I kind of do too.
Friday, we're back up at camp. Thanks again to Mike Pennell. Cool guy joining us on the show. Down to earth. You always appreciate that. And we appreciate Comcast for allowing us to broadcast here from the Comcast Business Tent, powering possibilities. Back in studio tomorrow. We'll see everybody there. We're on 10 to 2 tomorrow. Up next, C-Dot and Rob. We'll see Carrington's excuse for picking Texas yesterday. We'll see if he has a reason for that. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.